here's a story from The World.
It has been a week since Haiti's president Jovenel Moïse was assassinated, and the political chaos there is nowhere near settled. For Haitians living outside the country, there's a hunger to connect with other expats. Nathalie Tali-Serin is one of those people. The Philadelphia-based singer-songwriter just goes by Tali. Her music is a mix of folk music from Haiti and soul. Here's her take on the Haitian folk tune, Cousin.
Cousin, c'est pas ça où t'es doué. Cousin, c'est pas ça où t'es doué.
Tali is with us from her home in Philadelphia. Welcome, Tali. Good to meet you.
Hi, thanks for having me.
So as I said, this is a Haitian folk tune. Tell me about it. What's it about?
At face value, it's a song about a scorned lover, but it's just a song, someone complaining to the spirit about not seeing the fruits of their labor. Haitians are very poetic people, so it's sung for anyone who's broken promises, and I've heard it sung as protest for the government, because who breaks promises more than politicians? I just really slowed it down, and that was my take on it.
So I want to know a little about yourself and your connections today to Haiti. I know you were born in Haiti, but live in Philadelphia now. What's your story, Tali?
Yeah, I was born in Haiti. My family moved here when I was a baby because my parents went to grad school in Philadelphia. So we lived here until I was 7, and then I moved to Haiti. We lived there from when I was 7 to the age of 17. And so I was sent to live here at the end of high school because of, it wasn't safe at the time. 7 to 17 are the important years, the years I became a person, I like to say. So I spent the important formative years in Port-au-Prince.
Right. So you were saying at that time, Haiti was not safe. You came back to Philadelphia. Again, we're seeing that today. What are you hearing from family and friends in Haiti this week?
Yeah, there's a lot of questions, a lot of confusion, a lot of theories of what might have happened. You know, the only facts we know is that the president was assassinated. That's what we know for sure. You know, everyone I know is just glued to the radio and, you know, glued to their phones and trying to figure out, trying to put the pieces together of what might have happened, because while, you know, this assassination is no cause for celebration at all, I don't see anyone rejoicing in it. But there was a big movement against this president prior to his assassination. And a big movement, asking for answers to corruption and impunity and the climate of violence that has been present in Haiti for the last few years and has made life impossible for people over there.
Have you reached out to Haitians here in the U.S. and what are the conversations you've been having?
Yeah, you know, it's hard to separate fake news from real news. So, you know, it's kind of why I do the work I do, because I think people are kind of sometimes confused about what sources to trust. And a lot of the conversations are just untangling the conspiracy theories and the confusion. Some people who don't even believe he was assassinated. And so many questions and a lot of fear. Yeah.
And Tali, when you talk about the work you do, I mean, you're not just a musician, you're also a blogger, right?
Right. So I have an online media outlet that I run with my friends. It's called Woy Magazine, W-O-Y. That's like Creole for wow or whoa. And so it's just kind of a place people can go like, what's going on in Haiti? And we kind of break it down in a very simple way for them. And then we have a podcast with the blog, the newsletter, and there's podcasts that are more Haitian history based.
So as a Haitian observer, writer, podcaster, and musician, what does this moment mean to you, Tali?
I'm pretty upset. I'm pretty upset and worried that this doesn't mean that we're going to repeat same mistakes. You know, because if you look historically in Haiti, in times of really big political upheaval, that's what preceded foreign intervention. And foreign intervention oftentimes means a lot of human rights violations. And so right now, I and other people, we're very nervous about what is the way forward.
Mm. Is your music helping at all? Are you working on any new material?
I am. I've been working on material just based on what I've been seeing this past year in the pandemic. And just, I think like the underlying theme of all my music has always been like, I want to sing about a world I want to see, right? it leads back to what's going on right now. I see activists and people like myself and regular people in Haiti is we're calling for a Haitian solution to what's going on, a truly Haitian solution, because I think we have not been given that chance to do that.
Well, Tali, while we wait for your new songs to come out, we'll go out with a song today from your previous album. It's a song called Que Pose. What's it about?
I consider it my mission statement. Que Pose, the Creole words mean calm heart. The English equivalent would be peace of mind.
Piti, piti, tout piti, toi piti.
It's a prayer for myself and the people in my community. We can reach that place where we're okay.
Yeah, that kind of peace of mind, that's a good wish. Haitian musician and blogger Tali Serin speaking with us from Philadelphia. Thank you so much. It's great to meet you.
Thank you so much for having me.
And this is where we leave you today. The World comes to you from the Nan and Bill Harris studio at GBH in Boston. I'm Marco Werman. We'll be right back here for you tomorrow.